time I don't know why. And time seems to go by so fast in the twinkling of an eye. Let's enjoy it while we can.
Let's enjoy it while we can.
Help me share my load.
Help me share my load.
From the dark end of the street
to the bright side of the road.
Radio.
Yes, it's Monday afternoon and it's Who Cares Wins Radio. You're listening to me, Angela Bryce Stevenson, and welcome back, Jan Mulligan.
Good afternoon, Angela. Good afternoon, everybody.
Oh, it's good to have you back. Did you hear that I was mentioning the C word?
You were. I couldn't type quick enough on Twitter to try to stop you.
Christmas. And of course, I've spied outside. I don't know if you saw them, Jan, but outside we have seen the Christmas trees
they're
for
on
sale.
Yes.
Down on the marsh. So if you want to get your Christmas trees, come down to the farm shop on Haglund's farm and you can get your Christmas trees. They look very nice, actually.
They do. They're nice and plumptious.
So yes, you're listening to Who Cares Wins Radio, and we are going to have a wonderful super discussion in a while with Anne Jersch. She's going to get we're going to get her on the phone, and she's going to talk to us about future life progression. Some of you listeners may know I am one of her advanced practitioners, and she does run the only school in the UK for future life progression training, and also has written a couple of books about future life progression specifically. She's written other books as well. So we're going to get her to talk about future life progression and explain what it is and her insights into it, first of all, but also about her great new book called Create Your Perfect Future, which I'm delving into, not right now, but I'm delving into.
It goes
into.
Quiet, she's reading.
Yes, I'm reading. But before we get Anne onto the show in more detail, first of all, Jan, I understand that you mixed a bit of business with pleasure.
I did indeed. As you know, I twitted in.
You twitted, yes, you did twit.
Tried to keep you
and
on your
toes. And I didn't call you a twit.
No, you didn't. So I had a bit of work away. Had a booking, and I decided to join that with a few days R&R.
Yay.
And I stayed at a wonderful place in Upton-upon-Severn near Malvern, Worcestershire.
Worcestershire. Where's that, geography-wise? North,
west.
South, east, west?
West. Take west. The M4.
Okay.
And move head on out. To the M5.
But not go to Wales.
You're going up, but not as far as Birmingham.
So oh, okay. Yes, I'm with you.
Your choices are either Birmingham to the north,
yes,
and Ross-on-Wye, Bristol to the south.
Okay,
so
yep, I'm there.
You're going towards Birmingham, but you're coming off very quickly. So Upton-upon-Severn, beautiful little town. And I stayed at a holiday self-catering cottage complex called Little Boynes.
Little, how do you spell that?
B-O-Y-N-E-S.
Oh, Boynes.
Yeah. Lovely couple run it. Fiona and Dan Webb.
Hello, Fiona and Dan.
Hello,
if
Fiona
you're listening.
And Dan. She did say she'd listen in. So I hope you are listening, Fiona. But I had a wonderful time.
I bet.
Get your own self-catering cottage. And they do for holidays, but also a lot of reps, a lot of business people do stay there when they're going to be there for a week.
That's good for a bit of R&R.
Absolutely. Only a few miles from the county showground down in
Malvern.
So they get a lot of reps staying there during the year as well.
Sure.
But for a holiday, it's brilliant. There's an indoor heated swimming pool, little jacuzzi area.
A bit of exercise, we like that.
Games room for table tennis, bit of pool, bit of darts.
Well, hey, I like a bit of pool.
And
so you could have one pool to the other pool.
Absolutely.
Hey.
They haven't found any balls at the bottom of the pool yet, but I'm sure it will happen one day.
Listener, maybe that's a new business venture we should set up. Contact me if you're interested.
Diving for pool balls.
Yay.
So it's wonderful. I can highly recommend it. It's little-boynes, boynes.co.uk.
Oh, brilliant.
I'll post that on Facebook.
Website. Yeah.
Worth
we'll
looking
put,
at
anywhere,
for holidays or
do,
for business.
Health and well-being, R&R.
Absolutely.
It's all linked in. So if you do run places for holiday lets or B&Bs or something that you just know people would come for some rest, some relaxation, whether it's on their business trips or they want to have a getaway for a long weekend. As you know, I've spouted about the Cedar Manor Hotel up in Windermere. So yes, here's another little little hidey hole that we found.
Certainly the pool was just a godsend. It's really nice at the beginning.
Did
of the end.
Did you say
it's a resistance pool.
Resistance
yes,
pool.
You don't have to have the resistance going, but because it's a short pool, you can put the resistance waves on or the bubbles on.
And then swim
and
the channel.
Effectively, you're swimming static in a way. It's
yes.
very weird. But if you get it just
but
right.
But you're going nowhere.
Going nowhere, but using up the calories, using up the time in the muscles. Lovely way to spend an evening.
So you do look relaxed, if
Thank
I may
you very
say
much.
So, Jan.
So if I go quiet,
refreshed.
I'm asleep.
So there's all this. You know, see, listener, she was telling us that she was working and we all felt sorry for her. And there she was probably in the pool swimming away or playing pool later on. But we did miss you, Jan. So welcome back.
Thank you.
And of course, I mentioned last week that, as you know, we were at the Wellbeing Symposium.
We were. We had a great time.
And we've been sharing some of the information that's going on Wellbeing Symposium on Facebook. They have their own page if you're interested to go and follow what went on, because they're posting up a lot of the stories, the presenters. And of course, we've got some interviews that we're now editing and working through. And we will be letting you know, listener, when they're going to be aired over the next few weeks.
Yes.
So that you can hear some of the people that were there and some of the things that they had to say. But it was a fantastic day.
We're hoping to have some of those people on later on for the whole show.
Yes, we've got more interest. So we're just literally, Jan and I were looking through the calendar this morning, working out how we can squeeze everybody in with all the dates that we have for 2014 already.
Absolutely.
So yes, 2015 is I need another diary. And is there not a printed one yet? Let me know, because I think I need it. And we've also posted some of the pictures on Facebook you may have seen, where Jan and I were getting up to some interesting things with
smoothie bikes.
Yes.
And wobbly legs afterwards.
Indeed, yes. It was surprising, actually.
It was, wasn't it?
You thought, oh, yes, this is going to be easy.
But you said it was a mile. And I think, yeah, I can cycle a mile. And then you suddenly realise not only are you competing against your colleague who's next to you, but you're competing against yourself.
Surely not. Oh, we're not. I'm not competitive at all, Jan. No.
Was it Colin that was helping us with that?
I believe that's his name, yes.
And he said, right, when we finished and we were both bright red in the face.
Yes.
And he said, right, stay still. Just sit there for a minute. And we both thought,
no, we're all
but
right.
But we stayed.
Right.
We did as we were told. And even then,
I had visions,
legs afterwards.
Actually. If we'd done what I probably would have normally done, I'm fine. I probably would have stood up to get off and collapsed
over.
And they probably had that. So I presume that's why they now very carefully invite you to sit and rest for a moment.
While he talks you through the results.
Let that heart rate come back down. But we did also their kiosks that they utilise in offices and organisations, where you can actually tap in all these various answers to quiz things.
Yeah, it takes your blood pressure.
Takes your blood pressure.
Takes your weight.
Does your...
Moving swiftly onwards.
Thank you. What, you mean mine or yours?
No, mine.
And then we also did later on in the afternoon, although it's probably not so good after I'd had those lovely cakes and food, but I did my cholesterol test. And he was lovely with him.
He was a runner, wasn't he?
He was a runner. Alan? So, of course, I was way away with stories of running and getting hints and tips.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, then all of a sudden it was like, ow! So he pinched my thumb or my finger. But he did say he wouldn't have any problem because apparently I was just oozing my blood everywhere. So lovely, lovely description. But yes, my cholesterol, interesting. Might have to go and see my GP just to make sure.
Well, he did say that measured both good and bad, didn't he?
Just because
it comes out high, not necessarily a problem, but worth
to go
checking.
And actually have what they call it, a more detailed cholesterol test.
My first test went off his scale. He said, I think I need to do that again. It's just telling me that it's high. I've not seen that before. Okay.
Did he look worried, Jan? Or does he
did a bit, but I don't know whether he was worried for me or for his technology. But anyway, I have mine tested regularly and they haven't complained at the surgery yet. So
But it is, you say, that overall figure, just again, for people to be aware of, maybe then there's a follow-on.
Yeah.
So in organisations, those kiosks are great because it is like a snapshot picture in time, but it's for people to then maybe consider, perhaps I do need to talk to someone and then follow on with it rather than just taking that snapshot as gospel.
Absolutely. Because it asks about lifestyle as well, doesn't it? It says, are you from a scale of smiley face to miserable face?
Yes.
Are you happy in your work?
I had a big smiley face on mine.
Yes. It was typical, listeners. When we get you to print out afterwards, and on the front cover, there's the smiley face that equates to your lifestyle and your weight and all of it. Angela's had the biggest grin, smiley face
of
possible
course,
on the scale.
I was having a ball.
And mine was just a little upturned grin.
I was having an upturned
ball. How I see life.
Oh. Well, we've had, as I say, we've had all sorts of wonderful adventures, really.
Yeah.
So, yes, we're trying to incorporate, collate them together. Mm-hmm. And so there'll be more pictures that will be posted on Facebook. And, of course, with our Twitter links, you may be able to access those through. We might put some on Twitter as well, maybe.
But, of course, if you've got events going on and you'd like us to come as Who Cares Wins and report back on
them. Come and have a go.
Please invite us along. Let us know. We'll also share that information with our listeners.
Absolutely.
Our phone is going.
Yay.
This could be Anne.
Right. Well,
bear
let's
with us,
play
folks.
Some music.
Angela's going
and we'll
to...
be back.
Okay.
blue sky.
Please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Where did we go wrong?
How long is 11 years? It's difficult to imagine 11 years. If a man kisses his wife goodbye every day, over 11 years his lips have been pressed against hers for 14 days. If every day you jump the last step of your stairs, in 11 years you've fallen through the air over a kilometer like a skydiver. How long is 11 years? It's how long the record of a 12-month driving ban stays on your license. Time, gentlemen, please. Think. Don't drink and drive.
Channel Radio.
So welcome back to Who Cares Wins Radio on channelradio.co.uk. And you may or may not have heard me getting Anne on the line there. And hopefully, technology permitting, and all me pressing the right buttons. Anne, you should still be there loud and clear.
Hello.
Hello, Anne.
Well, when people hear the bits they're not supposed to, it does prove that it's live.
It does, doesn't it? I'm glad that sometimes people realise that it's not just some robotic Angela sitting in the studio and that we are real live people. So welcome, Anne. Lovely to have you on the show. Thank you for spending some time with us this afternoon. I know that you are a little bit resting because of a little antic with a bus.
Yeah, I'm sitting here with an ice pack on my foot. My foot is black and blue, and I fell off a bus. I mean, oh, that sounds mad, but I fell off a bus. I stepped off the bus wrong and sprained my ankle. There you go.
Yeah, it does look very nasty.
I'm rushing for a night out. I need to get out more.
So, for our listeners, Anne Jersch is, well, amongst other things, as well as a celebrity psychic, also is the author of some wonderful books around the future life progression technique. And, of course, you are the leading pioneer within the UK, Anne, on that technique. And for our listeners, it's probably great for them to understand how it came about with you, your story into how you were introduced to future life progression, and then how, obviously, it's evolved into your training school, FLP trainers, and obviously the global, the book's been translated around the globe. But yeah, for our listeners, perhaps we could just start with really what is future life progression and how you really got involved with it.
Well, I suppose the best way to explain it is the flip side or the opposite of past life regression or regression.
Okay.
Most people have heard of regression, haven't they? Maybe being regressed to a childhood or a past life. And that's actually what we were doing. We were playing around with past life regression. I actually regress, I still work with past life regression, but I worked with past life regression for 20 odd years. And I began working with a couple of soldiers who were just curious. And they were amazing to work with because every time I regressed them, they saw either the same life.
Really?
They saw the same thing. They were either kind of fighting alongside each other or against each other. So I'd regress the two of them one after the other. They wouldn't have time to collaborate. But they would keep seeing the same thing. Well, this time I'm in this country or whatever. So it's really quite amazing. So anyway, they were convinced that they'd known me in a past life. And so I brought somebody else in to regress all three of us.
Yes.
And it was bizarre because none of us went back. We actually thought the session had just gone wrong. We didn't understand what had happened, but we thought the whole thing had gone wrong. So instead of going back, we actually jumped forward to the events of September the 11th. Now, this was about 2.5 weeks before it happened.
And
we had no idea what we were seeing. It didn't make any sense to us. We were just first of all, Steve spoke and he said, I don't understand. He calls me Hen because he's from Glasgow. Hen, I don't understand what's happening, Hen. It said, I haven't gone back. I think I'm getting this wrong or I'm having a bad day. He said, I'm seeing these skyscrapers and smoke are coming out and there's a helicopter going around and people on the ground running. And then Dave said, well, it's weird because I haven't gone back either, but I'm looking out over the bay. And he said, this doesn't make sense. I feel like I should know it, but the skyline's changed. Then he said, how can a skyline change?
Yeah.
And I'll always remember that because I think it was really, really quite a shock when it all happened. And then I just said, well, I'm somewhere completely different. I'm Middle Eastern oil. I'm seeing an oil pipeline. I'm in the Middle East. And so we gave up and went up the pub because when you work with soldiers, you give up and go up the pub and it doesn't go well.
And just surely as you not. Say, let's have a drink and put that one to bed,
just thought we'd had a wrong session. Anyway, 2.5 weeks later, that they were working and in security and they phoned me and said, put the TV on or your computer. And we were really shell-shocked because, you know, that was what we'd seen. But we also felt a bit down because we hadn't seen enough to change it or stop it from happening.
Sure.
But we did know we'd glimpse the future. That was the essence.
That was a real concrete example.
Yeah. So the next question was, can you do it at will? Could we? So we started to experiment. That was the basic how we came across it.
Yeah. So it was the three of you, wasn't it, mainly, that were kept, you know, then let's do more of this and see what comes up.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we started to experiment and we started to find, you know, by that time I've read tarot for forever since dinosaurs roamed the earth. I've been around a long time. So.
Sure, and you're not that old. Please don't let our listeners think that you've been there.
It's funny enough, when I kind of hurt my ankle, there's that certain twist over point of the age where some people say you fall over and you get to a certain age and they go, oh, she's had a fall. Luckily, nobody said that yet.
I was going to say, you haven't had that feedback, have you, Anne? Because we'll send the boys round if necessary.
Yes, we start, I've got a lot of clients and from tarot, and I started to experiment on them, take them forward.
Yeah.
And within months, they were calling me up going, I've met the man I saw, I've met him, or the job, you know, I said I was going to get that, or the house I was living in, I found it. And things that took people to 5 years in the future, that some, they were happening much sooner.
Right.
And that was another added aspect, because it's almost as if once you've kind of tapped into it, it's almost as if you bring it into your current time, your current consciousness,
yeah.
and it starts to happen. So we just had, on a daily basis, things we'd seen happening, so we started to know we had something there.
Mm. And also you've had some clients who've actually, I know the one that we've spoken about, and I think it's in your first book, The Future Is Yours, where you talked about that particular lady who, because the actual article was going into a magazine, she felt she needed to share it with her husband just to make sure he knew, because it was going out in the press about how she'd seen him and her children. And he actually said that something about, was it that he, when she described what he was wearing, he said that, my goodness, that's actually what I was wearing when we spoke, or
I tell you what it was. This was the first part, because the magazines were terrified of the subject. And then all of a sudden, they kind of liked the idea, and we ended up everywhere. But this was the first magazine featuring it. It was actually Woman's Own. So Brave People, Woman's Own. The first people to do a story. And what it was, they wanted me to just take somebody forward. Normally, they send a reporter, but their reporter was busy elsewhere. So I did a girl I'd known for years. I hadn't seen her for several years.
Mm.
And I just took her forward. She saw her future husband, what he was wearing, saw a kitchen, knew what he did for a living. Now, what happened was, before the magazine came out, she'd met him. At the point we did the session, she hadn't met him. About 3 weeks later, she went to a wedding, and he was there. And she sent me a text saying, the guy I saw myself married to is at this wedding. What shall I do?
He wasn't the groom.
Anything, yeah. And anyway, they started courting. He took one look at her. And he said as soon as he saw her, he knew he'd marry her.
Wow.
But so, of course, the magazine came out after they'd seen each other for a little while. So I said to her, tell him, because one of his aunts or somebody probably reads it, you know, it's a top-selling magazine. And he read it. He went out on a lunch break and did a big picture of her in the magazine. And he said, none of this surprises me. So the only thing that shocks me is that you describe in the clothes I'm wearing today, the day I should. You know, so she's describing what he was wearing and what he did for a living and everything. So, yes, I ended up going to their wedding. It's the only clause I ever put in. I just say, if you see your future husband after you've been to me, you have to invite me to the wedding.
Yes, yeah. Well, I need to build that into, I've forgotten that bit, Anne. I need to build that into my clients.
There's a caveat.
Sure,
all expenses paid needs to be on that as well. So if they get married in Hawaii, you get flown out there.
Yeah. Oh, now that is a good one. Why didn't I think of that?
Yeah, hey, well, Jan, you know, whatever, you know, we got those, Jan's got those thoughts flying around them, absolutely. So, yes, obviously your client base is huge because of all the other work that you do as well. But then, obviously, you decided to put a lot of your case study and a lot of your work into that first book, which was The Future Is Yours, that came out. Was that in, when did that come out, Anne?
Jesus, when did it come out? I think just 2007, I think it was. I'm trying to remember now. My first book came out, was it?
Yes. I'm trying to remember. See, I'm just testing Anne, but she's absolutely right. Listener, 2007.
She's cheating, Anne. She's got the book in front of her.
I didn't know I was going to be tested.
She can be mean.
I know, I know. So, yes, it's well thumbed, though. It's got all my little sticky notes on it as well. But so that was 2007. But you actually, in there, there's a lot of case studies for people to see all the sort of examples of clients that you've worked with over the years. Obviously, names have been changed, of course. But the examples of how, as you say, things have actually come to fruition earlier. And so is there an element of it, for those that we talk about, sort of, you know, how the universe is working and the energies, that how it's sort of, we're putting out that positive vibe, I suppose, making it happen.
Yes, it's a bit like when people want to do manifesting or cosmic ordering or something. It's more of a vague wish. I think that by going forward, you kind of more feel it. You see it, but you kind of more feel it. And it's as if you're somehow experiencing it. But I use techniques, or we use techniques, to actually bring it back. We use techniques to bring, anchor the energy. So if any of you, anybody listening is familiar with NLP or psychology, anchoring's a really good tool where you kind of attach the feeling to somebody and bring it back to the present time. So we actually work to bring it forward. Because if you see the man of your dreams in 10 years' time, you don't want to wait 10 years. You don't bring him on, you know.
Yeah.
I want to meet him now, or the better job or whatever. So I'm not a patient person. And So it's nice to make it all happen sooner.
So you tried to get off that bus while the doors were still shut, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, this, I was too excited about going out. That's the trouble.
Oh.
The best friends in town for the first time in ages, and that was it. I was flying off and I was excited.
But interestingly, Anne, Jan, when you mentioned cosmic ordering, I'm aware of that because of obviously reading your book and aware of some other books that are out there. But for our listeners who may have some similar expression to Jan, just very briefly, cosmic ordering, just explain that for our listeners who may well have gone the what, as the Jan did as well, just to explain that for our listener, that concept.
You want me to explain it?
Yeah. Just briefly.
Yeah. Okay. It's a difficult one, really, because there's a lot. We are starting to believe that our thoughts create our reality, which I'm very sure they do, and quantum physics actually backs that up.
Yeah.
So quite a few books out now. We get that idea that you sit there and you focus and focus and focus and ask the universe and it will deliver. And to an extent, that can happen. But it's also a little bit of a cop-out, I'm afraid,
yes.
Because... You know, to actually go out there and make life happen, you put your neck on the line, you can make a fool of yourself, you've got to work hard, you've got to actually make some effort. And it's, you know, Oprah Winfrey champions cosmic ordering a lot, but if she sat in her front room all those years ago, wrote on a piece of paper, "Dear universe, I want to be the biggest, most powerful woman in the world," it wouldn't have happened. You know, she actually busted her butt. And I think there's a... So I'm a little bit wary of it. I can understand the sense of it, and I do believe we create our own reality of our thoughts. Mm. The other thing is, in my new book, I work a lot on clearing past stuff. So you can sit there for all you want saying, "I'm going to be rich, I'm going to be rich, universe, make me rich." But if you've had past lives full of poverty, if you had parents with poverty consciousness, you're not going to overcome it. You've got to clear some stuff. I think it's more complicated than just asking the universe, is what I'm saying.
But I do remember, that's something I remember on the training course when I came and on my first round of training with you, Anne. And that's what I loved about you, because Anne's technique of delivery of training, listener, is that it's obviously explaining the scientific evidence, which I'll come back to if I may, Anne, but also the actual delivery of, as much as there's an element of perhaps, you know, your thoughts and what you be careful what you think about and what you put out there, but it is, and that phrase, I do remember that phrase of, you know, you can't just sit there and manifest and then put on daytime telly and just sit there with a cup of tea and put your feet up. You know, you've got to get out there and you've got to do it, and that's you know what I love about you, Anne, is that it is about also hard graft, and those people that I know have spoken to you in the past about, "Oh, I want to be like you, Anne, I want to have books, I want to be famous," and but they do expect it sort of overnight, don't they?
I always say to him, "You'd better get up early then." that is the bottom line, isn't it? You know, because I meet a lot of people have been, you know, taken one weekend course and want to be successful and on telly and all the rest of it. And I just think, well, you know, you've got to put in the work. You
Absolutely.
Know, you really just go and work on some people is what I often say. Go and actually do something that benefits people. If you do, it will work. Mm. Any therapist listening, go and do amazing work, the rest will follow. That's what it's down to. But everyone wants, the amount of people want to skip that bit and just be a superstar and write a book and be on telly. But they're not actually interested in working on people. Can't do it. You have to be, I know a lot of the big names, a lot of the self-help gurus, and they actually are genuinely love working on people. They're always thinking up new ways to make a difference. You've got to have that bit, you know, you've got to kind of put your neck on the line and do
yes,
something.
Yes, you have. And I know that that's something we've spoken about and chatted before in the past about how people often will ask you, so, you know, "How did you do it, Anne? And how can I get on the telly? Or how can I get my book published?" I think one of them was, I think it was one of the stories you gave us about, you know, looking at business, you know, running this as a business, because you give, you know, great business advice as well as the techniques. But you said about one lady asked you about, well, you know, I'm great at what I do, and I know I'm great at what I do, and but just I'm, you know, nobody's ringing, nobody's coming. And I think you asked a very basic question of, well, does anyone know that you exist?
Yeah, well, this is it. You've got to get yourself out there. It's like getting a website. Yes, you must have a website, but how's anybody going to find it? How's anybody going to, you know, you do have to get yourself, but that we could actually have a whole new show on that.
We could, couldn't we?
Yeah, because I love giving out, because I've learned all the things how not to do it. You know, believe me, in 38 years, I've made a lot of mistakes. And if you just tell people, look, don't bother with that, and that will cost you money and not come to anything, even just that alone could be useful. We all need somebody to give us a bit of advice. You know, I've gone to some big names and asked for their advice. Well, I still do.
Yeah. And I know that you're very good friends with Paul McKenna and Richard Bandler. So, of course, there's also the sort of support there. And I know that Paul has also done a foreword in both your books.
On all of them. Yeah, he's written a foreword. He's a really, really kind person, Paul. Mm-hmm. Very, very kind person. He's one of the people that's always thinking up things. I spoke to him the other night. He's working on a new book about emotional eating. He was so excited. And this is for people that, and he was just like really excited about how people are what it's going to do for people. You know, he genuinely loves helping people and making a difference.
And that's as you say, that's the key for people. You can see the passion in it. So talking of shiny, happy people, Anne, I know that we chatted about music and I found in our wonderful database REM and Shiny Happy People, which I know you like.
Cool.
So we're going to have a little bit of song for our listeners to perhaps think about being more shiny, happy people with everyone out there.
Replenish your cuppa.
Yes, replenish your cuppa. Because when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about your recent book, Create Your Perfect Future, and also the information in there and some of the exercises. So do hang on in there with us, Anne, and we'll be back after this.
Will do.
Happy people laughing. This station is powered by Simple Cast UK, your one-stop streaming shop. Reliable and affordable. Fast audio streaming on dedicated Unix servers for small to medium internet radio stations. Visit our website at all the W's, simplecast.co.uk.
Channel Radio.
So, all shiny, happy people we are in the Who Cares Wins studio this afternoon. You're listening to myself, Angela Bryer-Stevenson, and my wonderful co-presenter, Jan Mulligan. And more importantly, our superb guest that we could talk for hours about and with is the lovely Anne Gersh on the line from the futurelifeprogression.com, annegersh.com, and all of the marvellous contact details we'll give you later. So, Anne, it's a pleasure to be chatting with you. And I know you've still got your foot up and you're resting it, aren't you? Good. You weren't having a little boogie there or anything around the lounge, were you?
Definitely won't be. I'm sitting with an ice pack. Yeah, I'm not moving far today.
Definitely not. So we were just talking in the break, and obviously Jan, I know because I obviously deliver sessions and work with people with FLP, so I'm familiar with your work. But Jan
it's
was
all
asking.
New to me.
Yes, it's all new to Jan. So you have a question.
I have a question. I was just wondering, from a client's viewpoint, if they visit you for a future life progression session, I mean, firstly, is it one session or several? And also, what might they expect during a session?
Well, usually we get what we need to do in one session.
Right.
Very rarely do we need longer. But it depends. What we usually do is sit and talk to the person about what they want to find out. And we usually, that's something we pay a lot of attention to, because often men particularly are more liable to come in and go, oh, I just want to know how my work's going to go. And then right towards the end, they'll go, and I hope I meet a girl. Well, they don't always tell you straight away what they want. So a bit shyer,
right.
A bit more shy in a lot of times. But so we just sit there and we really find out what the person wants to know. And from that, we got all different ways of doing it. We can look at alternate futures. We can even go right into your next lifetime to see what you've evolved into. There's all sorts of things. We float about in time. You know,
how do you achieve that? Is it hypnosis? Is it
we use hypnotic techniques, but I suppose we think of it more as a guided visualization, because it's not massively deep.
Right.
Sometimes people worry a bit about hypnosis. They don't need to, because it is more like a meditation most of the time. It is just a nice, relaxed state, but we just use techniques that help the person move forward in time.
So as your client, I would be relaxed, but I would be awake.
You'd be totally aware. They call it a waking dream, and I think that's probably one of the best ways. A bit like when you're daydreaming, you're staring out of a train window, and you just float. Obviously, you do it when you're watching a movie. You kind of float off.
Right.
You know, even when you're driving, you go into a hypnotic state. It's quite interesting. You think, how did I drive here?
Yeah.
You stopped at all the red lights, if anybody has stepped out, you just stop. But you go into a hypnotic state when you're driving. So people often think they're going to be asleep or in some sort of coma, but that's not actually the truth.
Right.
And one of the key things to point out is that you also remember everything from that session. It's not
good
like
point,
oh
yeah.
What happened,
right?
You do actually, you know, so you can walk out of your that room or wherever you know if you're in a coaching room, for example. When you walk out and you go home, you're obviously completely alert and awake. We mm-hmm. make sure that you're happy with that, but you do remember everything. I know that my own sessions, I could tell you exactly detail from beginning to end what I experienced.
Okay.
But it's also quite important that, as you say, Anne, that people have an idea, because then that gives them a flavour of where we're going to do what particular technique, whether it is the alternate futures or whether it's playing around with, you know, going perhaps blockages from the past, which then once you've looked at that and dealt with that, then yes, moving forward into the future. But I mean, typically, Anne, a length of the session for most people, your experience, you know, the duration would be how long?
I usually with people about an hour. You know, by the time I've had a good chat to them and worked out what we're going to do, taking them for a session, then out the other side and had a little chat, it's usually about an hour. And I think that's plenty. I heard about somebody once who, there was a woman, actually not that far from me, and she'd charge people by the hour for past life regression and keep them there for hour after hour after hour, and they'd walk out exhausted.
Yeah.
You know, it was just awful. You know, that you don't want to overdo it. You know, I don't muck about. I get to what we need to be looking at. You know, you can drag things out and say, people, we've got to come back all these times. I know rarely. You do get therapists that do that. It's rare. But, you know, let's just get to what they need to know. I don't care what colour the curtains are. Who's the husband? You know, how did they make their money? You know, let's find out the important bits, you know?
Yeah. And also, as you say, that important aspect is often, I know with my clients I've experienced with, a lot of it is also anchoring some of the feelings that they can then bring back, which aids their confidence, their motivation, their ability to then go out and seek that opportunity or make the decisions that maybe they were putting off. And so it gives them that sort of another strength I've noticed that people get from it and able to take it forward. So coming back to your book, Zan, because obviously I was introduced to The Future Is Yours book, which was your first one you wrote specifically about future life progression. I know that you've got other books out there, Intuition and Cosmic Energy, isn't it, are the other ones? But The Future Is Yours was around future life progression and really the history of what it is, how it came about, and obviously your sort of case studies that you write about. And also in there are exercises for the listener that if they bought the book, they can go through those exercises. So just to clarify for our listener, that book came out and now we have another one that's come out, but it's slightly different, isn't it, Anne? Explain to our listeners the difference between the two.
Well, the first one gives you a good introduction. As you say, it's full of exercises and how it all came about. And there's exercises for every sort of subject, sort of taking people forward. By the way, on futurelifeprogression.com, there's some free downloads. It's quite nice to try it and play around, looking at London in 10 years' time, things like that.
Right.
But what I started to do is started to be aware of going further into the future, a lot further into the future. And this is something I actually struggled with. It took me a long time. I wanted to communicate with my future self, which I've done in the next lifetime. I've gone a couple of hundred years ahead. I found it hard to go a long way into the future. And basically, I think we're so evolved once you go past 1,000 years, it's difficult to have the communication. Think of yourself as you are now, trying to talk to you in the past life if you was a cavewoman. You know, it's just, I think we're going to evolve a lot. But eventually I've managed to kind of really be able to communicate with my far distant future self. Mm. And, you know, she just told me amazing things, really. And it's also other people's far distant future selves will be connecting. So part of the new work is connecting people with their future wisdom. And what better guide could you have than your own far distant future self that's wise and highly evolved. One of the things she explained to me was that, you know, we've all done it. We're trying to move forward in life, and we keep ending up back where we were. So we go, oh, I read the book, and I went on the workshop, and listened to the CD, and had some therapy, but I've still got, you know, still got another relationship much like the last one.
Yeah, the patterns.
Yeah, it's the same pattern, isn't it? If you've had a history of gamblers, you go and meet another gambler. You know, you might as well have it stamped on your forehead or whatever, or bosses that treat you badly, or losing money, whatever it is, we have patterns that are hard to go. And what my future self explained was that often we're digging around. We try and clear it. We're digging around in the wrong place. Might be digging around in our childhood. We might look at a past life. And what she actually said was, every time something happens, it reinforces and more happens. And each time it's like putting a brick in a wall. To in the end, no flow can come to us. We've got this big wall around us. And we do all these therapies taking out the odd brick or the odd incident. And what she said was, you've got to find the original incident and remove that, and the whole wall comes down.
Of course, it's a bit like that key foundation, isn't it, I suppose?
Yeah,
take that out and the rest falls.
The source of the problem. And we found, and I've done this all over the world now, because I travel a lot and I go and do groups in different places, all over the world, a lot's coming up through the ancestry. So your great-great-great-grandfather, if he struggled, as both my grandparents struggled, but one of them was Irish, and you know, they really, really, there were 13 kids in the family, no money, and they were hungry, you know, so that poverty stuff, I've had to work hard to clear. So, you know, we didn't, my other side of the family were all what they call below stairs, you know, like maids and things, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So
I did wonder if you were talking about Harry Potter then. I was thinking about below the stairs. I was whole images of you had ancestors living in cupboards.
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
No, so I've not watched it, so people often make references. No, don't appeal to me at all, to be honest. I watched 10 minutes of it and I couldn't get the book. Yeah, it weren't my cup of tea, I'm afraid. People get annoyed with me, but funny. I like adult stuff for adults. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
I got hooked listening to Stephen Fry read them, and then you can imagine in your own head what it's all about. It doesn't seem so childish then, just listening to Stephen Fry.
Okay, Jan, fair enough. But yes, it is that actually, you know, digging in and finding really that root cause, isn't it? Because if you can get to the root cause rather than dealing with the symptoms, which often I think we can do in life in any sort of therapies as well. Sometimes people are dealing. We had last week, we were talking about with Carol Macy and just dealing with that. Sometimes it's about not dealing with the symptom, but really drilling a bit further down. Finding out what it is.
I think it's the same in everything. Clients I see, I get called in to look at the neck or shoulder.
That is the key. I've seen a lot of people, you know, like Woody Allen, you know, I've been in therapy for 20 years, but I think I'm nearly through. You know, you can go digging around and, you know, as Richard Banders often said, you're digging up all this stuff, you're reliving it. Why do you want to relive something awful? And it reinforces it. It doesn't clear it. It reinforces it. So you've got to get to the source of the problem. Don't spend ages reliving it and mulling over and being tortured. Just find it and clear it. And we've got a whole range of techniques to clear it. So that's what the new book's about. And it's been really exciting because, you know, we've had phenomenal, very, very quick, exciting results.
That's fantastic. And of course, hopefully if you are going to be in Kent at some point, Anne, I've got my book ready and awaiting a signature from you. So at some point, let me know if you're going to be in Kent. And obviously we can post that out to our listeners if people want to come along and get their book signed. And
you know, I really want to come over to Kent because, you know, I nearly ended up in Kent. What happened was our family were all Londoners.
Yeah.
One half went to Kent and one half went out to Slough. So I think we got the royal deal, to be honest.
Oh, it's definitely not so bad. I've been over there. I've been near where you are, Anne. It's not so bad out there, you know. But I just wanted to touch a little bit, Anne, if I may, on, because a lot of people often throw at you, don't they, the whole scientific part of, you know, well, surely this is all la la land. And you've actually, you know, really do throw them the scientific evidence around this stuff, don't you, with timeline or the sense of time and whether we actually, you know, is it really a linear thing?
Well, see, it's interesting, but one thing the great quantum physicists agree, they don't understand time. We don't know how it works. We just know it doesn't happen linear, and there's no way does it happen linear, and they've all pretty much agreed that. They don't quite understand how it does work, but they have also proven that you can see the future. There's been a number of studies that conclusively prove that you can see the future, and one of them, Dean Radin, is probably my favourite scientist. He wires people up. So you've got a screen in front of you and you're wired up. And it's one of the things that I can never remember what it's called, but some meter or other. And it shows if you're stressed or distressed, the meter goes up. Now, what they do is they flash up images. Now, there's thousands of images and the computer picks them randomly. Mm. So nobody knows what's going to come up. It might be a little fluffy bunny rabbit and then it might be a nice landscape. And every so often it shows something really violent or something traumatic, like an operation.
Mm.
Of course, people straight away show stress. They found that people show stress 3 to 4 seconds before a nasty image come up. Now, when they were asked, did you know a nasty image was coming up? They said no, but something in them did. And it's that primitive animal part of us that can see the future, that can anticipate the future.
So there's an element of that sensation of something is... something's happening in the studio now, which I'm just a little bit wary of. That we have a video camera and it's rotating at the moment. So I'm going to give it a wave in case somebody from somewhere far, far distant planet wants to communicate with us. But hey, that just distracted us there slightly. But yes, there's the element that actually there's a sort of to protect us. There's that element of I need to protect you because I know what's coming.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So that's very
interesting. You said about the microphone, it's quite funny. I was on the BBC News talking about ghosts and they brought Doug out, your usual sceptic, who was saying, there's no such thing, this is all nonsense. There's an almighty bang across the studio and everyone nearly jumped out of the chair and went, I haven't got a clue what that was. Thinking,
It's just Anne's friend that she brought along just to prove her point. But you're right, there's lots of scientific evidence now, even from my own personal interest in, some of listeners may know that I am quite a keen follower of Dr. Joe Dispenza, and he's, you know, very much into the whole quantum physics side of things, as well as the neuroscientific, you know, evidence from MRI scans, etc., etc., and that whole sort of rewiring of your brain, but also, you know, how your thinking can change then. So of course, with future life progression, people are then being able to tap into that future insight, that wisdom. But then actually bringing it back, the more, I think, the key for me, especially working with my clients, was that whole aspect of, and actually, how does that then mean? What does that mean for you now in your current moment with the current problems, issues, concerns that you've got up, you're up against? How then does that play out? But also the fantastic case studies that you've had, Anne, as well, obviously over your 38 years of this work, of people actually saying, oh, Anne, guess what? What I saw in 5 years is actually happened to me now, or within weeks of their session.
Absolutely. Part of it also is, you know, the practical side, that you just imagine if you saw yourself, as I've had with a number of people, that they say, oh, I'm stuck at my job because they've always promised me more. And they get to 5 years' time and they're still stuck. Mm. People have been promoted over them. They think, I'm not having that. And it actually spurs them to move forward. Or I go into companies and we help companies find where they're going to go, what's going to happen. You know, like, we in business these days, your granddad might have been able to make nuts and bolts, and that's all you ever had to do. These days, the world's changing. You've got to reinvent what you're doing every 3 years. And I've spoke to major business leaders who believe you have to have that awareness and reinvent every 3 years, or at least rethink how you're doing things. Otherwise, you slip back.
Exactly.
You need to know what the next big thing is. You need to know how the industry is going to go. I mean, I never thought there wouldn't be a time when there wouldn't be Milkman and Coleman.
No, that's,
you know,
very true.
Fade out.
And actually, that's something that some of your work that you're still with, aren't you? And I know that a lot of organisations now are wanting to use FLP, or Future Life Progression, as we shorten it to an acronym, that you're actually starting to work in organisations with their sort of, you know, futurists on the sort of economic side of things and the analysts and work. Because obviously there's that whole sort of boardroom of, where's this business going? What, you know, how do we see it in 5-10 years' time? Looking at trends.
Absolutely.
In the business.
When you see yourself more successful, think of something you're really good at now that you wasn't 10 years ago. You really, you know, you're more confident, you're stronger, you've nailed it. Imagine if you could go back and give that feeling to your past self. You know, you'd do it all a lot quicker.
Mm, absolutely.
If you could get the feeling of what it's like to be good at something, be brilliant at it and develop it, you do it a lot quicker. So it makes you kind of have that, almost like that vibration around you. And people start to treat you different. I mean, what I love is after a session, people kind of walk out a bit different. They walk out. They carry themselves different. Mm. I'm not going to waste my time on all that anymore. I'm going to go straight for the good stuff now.
Yeah.
You know,
they
know. I get a lot of people say I'm lost. I don't know what I'm meant to be doing. And they see it. They will see it. I had one guy, he saw himself with a business, and he had no idea what this thing was. But luckily, I can often see. So between us, we worked out what it was. Mm. And he went out and invented it. He's now got thriving business.
Did you not get shares, Anne? Did you not ask for some sort of share of the profits there?
Do you know, I should do.
Well, we need to chat. There's missing some points.
But the other bit is I do a lot for people in LA, as you probably know, and we work on future movies. And I've got to say, they do look after me. I've just all I've said is I'm well looked after. I've actually got credits. I'm being given credits as an associate producer on some big stuff coming up, because they do appreciate. Yeah, they do appreciate.
That's excellent. And also, just on that note, with sort of future work and sort of, you're very busy with also the training aspect, because you run a school now to teach people these techniques so they can become a practitioner and actually incorporate it in their work, which is what I've done and lots of people have done in the UK. But also, you've taken it across to, you know, Japan, haven't you? You've been out there for quite a... Are you going there again next year for some more dates?
Next year, we're launching in South Africa. I'm going back to the Middle East. Back to the Middle East in 2 weeks. I do a lot of work in the Middle East. We're probably going to launch in Dubai next year. We're launching corporate and the FLP training in all over South Africa next year. And probably Norway. We're getting a massive amount of interest from Norway.
Wow.
Talking to people about going back to Japan. So there's a lot. Because the new book's out, it's literally down to where I get the overseas deals. And I love that I've just kind of handed it over and just said, universe, sort it out for me. Where I'm meant to go. And it's really exciting to suddenly get an email saying, guess what, you've got a new book due in such and such a country. And you go, oh, that's somewhere I've not
Yay!
Been.
Well, for our listeners, they may want to start following you. And I know that we're running out of time on the show here. But, for the listeners who may want to follow up with you, Anne, obviously you've got your own personal website, haven't you, which is annegersh.com. Is that right?
Yep.
Yes. And then we mentioned earlier futurelifeprogression.com, which they can also get to from your site anyway, which would explain it.
But that's got free downloads. But
that's the one.
But you are, you know, you're local. So, I mean, you know, if people want a session, you're just up the road and you experience, you know, what you're doing. You know, that they can have an amazing session with you if they want to try.
Oh, well, that I am available.
Blushing,
and of course, well, you see, Anne's my tutor. So, you know, what can I expect but only the best when I've had the best? But it is also important that listeners, again, okay, I'm based in Kent, but I've had, and I know you've had some requests and you've done them, because of the wonderful technology, that it can be done over Skype.
It can be done over Skype. Quite a few of us work over Skype, and we've got practitioners in 8 countries now. So,
yes,
you know, and up and down the country. So drop us an email and we'll find out who's nearest. And,
fantastic.
Or maybe a Skype session.
Yeah.
But it is lovely. It is absolutely... For me, myself, it's changed everything for me. I've fast-tracked everything. My life really took off massively since I've been working with this. And so that's why it's exciting for me to do the same for other people.
It is. And it's a wonderful a talent of yours to share, which is fantastic. But listeners, if you haven't got the book, I really, really do urge you to go and do it. We will post another link on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And it has been an absolute delight to have you this afternoon.
Absolutely.
Talk to us.
Okay.
And as I say, we could have probably another hour yet, but time is running by. Unfortunately, that clock, that linear clock, is ticking by. So
yes, yes.
I'll have to go with that one at the moment, Anne. But of course, if they want to email you, Anne, you do have an email contact on your website, don't you, from my memory?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Yeah. You can contact me through the website for sure.
That's
and I'm
brilliant.
On Twitter and on Facebook. So get in touch. Yeah,
brilliant.
For sure.
Well, for our listeners, they know, but we do have our Facebook web, our Facebook page for Who Cares Wins Radio. So we'll post all your contact details on there with another photo of the books, so they'll know what they're looking for when they go onto any of the online shops, or maybe even physically in the shop and go and purchase it. And is there anything else, Anne, that you'd like to leave us with a thought or a question for our listeners, a thought maybe for the week before you go?
I think the main thing is most people, the major thing everybody's saying to me is they feel stuck. And, you know, that's not good. You know, I've done groups where they've said, you know, imagine you're the same in 10 years' time. Nobody, we want progress. We want change. So just go and have a little glimpse at your future. Make it happen. Don't get stuck. You know, go for the good stuff while you've got the chance.
Brilliant. Well, it's been a delight, a pleasure. And it's lovely. I haven't seen you for a while, Anne, so it's lovely to at least get to chat with you, and
yeah,
hopefully I'll be seeing
fun.
You soon. So yeah, and do look after that ankle of yours.
Yeah, I will. Lovely talking to you girls.
That's
you,
absolutely
thank
fantastic
you.
Thanks for your time, man. Goodbye for now.
Bye.
So there you have it, listener. That was Anne Gersh. And again, any information about future life progression or past life regression. And also on her website, she's got other information about the other. She does tarot and other things. If that interests you, go and have a look. She is a marvellous lady, as you've heard. And a real down-to-earth lady, which some people, when you look at some of those areas, people think, oh no, it's La La Land. But she's what I call a real grounded woman. Mm-hmm. and a giggle. She's a great giggle. So that's fantastic. We will post all that on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Before we run out of time completely, Jan,
yeah,
we've got a few seconds, about 60 of them.
Okay.
Because I've got a couple of events we have.
A couple of events. Well, we're going to post on Facebook, but the main one is on the 30th of November, Cathy Omani, who was a guest earlier
yes.
in the year. She's holding a workshop for women about divorce and separating nicely at the Citizens Advice Bureau in Dover.
In Dover, that's
and
right.
if you Google divorce workshop for women, that should come up. And you can book via Eventbrite.
Brilliant. And next week's guests.
Next week's guests, Marcia Tillman and Michelle Mullis from the Abbey Place Clinic.
Yay.
They will be talking to us about fertility and how various therapies such as hypnotherapy, counselling, acupuncture, nutrition,
brilliant.
Massage, all of that can help.
Brilliant stuff. Well, we look forward to that next week. We hope you've enjoyed the show this week. Again, it's repeated on Thursday at 12 o'clock, remember, new time. And of course, the Listen for Gain facilities. We'll see you all next week. Have a great week. And the future is bright. Bye-bye.
Bye.